Google TKO Concrete Flooring. Get floors that last a lifetime. Call 615-414-3727 today.
Welcome again to the TKO Concrete Flooring Podcast. We are the concrete flooring experts of the Southeast. We're based here in Nashville, Tennessee. But more importantly, if you need or don't even know about concrete floors, you need to investigate our website at tkoconcreteflooring.com. And I have flooring expert Zach Allman here today to talk about if you're building a kitchen, why a concrete floor and the epoxy floors and the liquid floors that they do, that they're masters of, are a great solution for your kitchens. And I assume that's for commercial and residential, but we're focusing on commercial. Zach, I'll let you clarify that, but tell us all about why these floors are great for restaurant kitchens and maybe even residential kitchens.
What's amazing about the urethane cement floors or urethane mortar or liquid floors, whatever you call them, they're really durable. It's basically a thin layer of concrete over your concrete with epoxy, with a top coat. You can get, a cove base up to around 6 inches around the entire perimeter of your kitchen. It makes it a lot more durable, less slippery, so you're not going to have a lot of people falling down, because kitchens get wet, they get greasy, they get food, everything on there. They need to be cleaned often. So with the urethane cement floor and cove base, you just spray the walls down, spray the floor down, everything goes into your floor drains. It's much easier, much cleaner, helps you with your health inspections, and it just looks overall aesthetically more pleasing than just about any other quarry tile or anything that you can put down in your kitchen. Urethane cement floor is just a continuous floor. There's no grooves, there's no cracks, there's no little edges and things that you need to clean out, like tile or rubber mats or any other of the alternatives that they have in these newer kitchen floors. I wouldn't necessarily say, they're not only commercial. You can do one in a basement if you like the looks, you like the durability. You could do one in a garage if you wanted to. Typically, we end up doing them more likely in restaurant kitchens, bars. We've done a lot of factories, food production factories, because they are FDA approved floors. We have also done them in breweries and everything else that you can imagine, where they want an easy, cleanable, spray down, non-slip floor. And they're just great.
Well, that makes a whole lot of sense. There's so many applications here, and I can't see why you would use any other material than concrete and the liquid floors, because that's interesting. There's no grooves, there's no cracks, there's no place for mold or dirt or anything to collect, because it's just one big flat piece that would probably be easy to wash off, easy to clean. And when it comes to these type of floorings for the I've heard several major applications here, where food is processed, the type of stuff that happens when you're cooking or making something that is edible can get on the floor, and you want to be able to keep that clean and not make it where it's slippery. So is there anything else you want to add about why kitchen floors done this way is such a benefit to the end user?
Yeah, I mean, really, it always just comes down to, like I said, they're aesthetically pleasing. It's one continuous coat throughout. And the floors that we do, we offer a cove base with them, which is, it's about a 3/8 inch thick base that goes onto your wall. And it is a continuous lip. So there's no seam between the floor and the base. It goes up to the wall. We put a plastic strip above it, and then we seal that with an epoxy and a polyaspartic. And what that really does is it helps you to where you can actually spray your walls down. Most of the kitchens nowadays have a FRP board, which is basically a fiberglass or plastic board on the wall that they just spray down. So the water runs down that, gets onto the base, runs to the floor. It doesn't go behind that cove base. So you're not going to have moldy walls or anything like that. Water just runs straight down it, straight onto your floor, right into the drain. And it makes it just so much easier for these kitchens, where a lot of people, you have to scrub down the wall with the with a rag, and then be very careful to make sure it doesn't go behind what base you have, or else you'll have mold, mildew, failure inspections, and it's off of something that could be so easily fixed. But they're just, they come in gray, light gray, dark gray, black, white, just about any color you can think of usually, and they look super sharp, super, super sharp.
Well, if you are a restaurant contractor or you're somebody thinking about building or having a restaurant built for your business or going to open a restaurant, call the folks at TKO Concrete. You can get directly in touch with Zach at 615-289-5717 or call their main line at 615-414-3727 or just go to TKOConcreteFlooring.com. It has all the information there. But this seems like the logical solution and should be the only solution. But if you've never heard of this, call these fine folks and get an estimate and see why it's going to be a great investment to use this type of flooring in your restaurant kitchen.
Google TKO Concrete Flooring. Get floors that last a lifetime. Call 615-414-3727.